Greetings today. I'm Lisa Metter. For those of you who don't know, I am Brother John's wife, and I'm going to share something with you concerning our mission trip to Africa. And before I tell what the Lord showed me in prayer, I want to just give a short backstory. For those of you who do know me, traveling is not my favorite thing to do. Plus, he is wanting to take the trip that we have and going to plan to be out of the country for a month. So I'm trying to process all this and take it all in. And boy, I've been praying, Lord, I'll have to have your strength and your help, to make this trip without falling apart. And yes, I know his grace is always sufficient, but I'm just speaking candidly here. So that has rather been in the back of my mind, but nevertheless, ever since he mentioned it, I've begun preparing. I'm doing my research. We're doing all that we need to do, and naturally and spiritually. And one night, as we were in prayer, I really felt the Lord's presence come over me, and I just began praying for the Spirit of God to go before us, into these areas in Kenya and Uganda, where we're going to be ministering, and to go before us and start driving back these powers of darkness and these forces of evil that have the people bound. No sense in waiting till we get there and get our feet on the ground to begin this type of prayer, but Spirit of God, go before us and do this warfare. And I just was feeling such a presence of God in this prayer. And as I did that, before my eyes, I saw the people of Africa, and I saw them stand, and I saw them say, I saw one in particular, but there were many there, and say, help us. I couldn't believe the cry that was coming up. There was a cry and a plea that came up from the people of Africa. I was so moved by that. And then, just as that plea and that cry was coming, I saw that great light. I saw great light spring up in Africa. Oh my goodness, just such. And I saw a move of God, if you want to call it that, a revival, a move of God moving across the country of Africa. I saw it. I saw it, and I was astounded. I said, oh my goodness. And when I came out of that, I got my husband, and I said, we're going to Africa. We're going to Africa. And I'm telling you, this thing has apprehended me. I saw great light spring up in Africa. I saw it. Not my husband, not somebody else, me. I saw it. And that's how God made a believer out of me. That's how God has put passion in me about making this trip and making these efforts, because there's a move of God there. Great light is springing up in Africa. And there's a scripture. Let me get my glasses here. There's a scripture in Matthew 4. And you've heard my husband refer to it, but I'm going to relate it again. Matthew 4:16, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. Light is sprung up. That is so key, and that is what I saw. But see what's bringing that hunger. That's what's bringing that light. There is a hunger. There is a cry coming forth from the people, from Africa, from his children. There is a cry coming forth. And that plea, that cry is moving the heart of God. And it is causing great light to spring up in the country of Africa. So I want to take that time today and share that with you, because I want you to be praying with us. Pray for the people there. Pray. Pray that God open the doors. Pray that the hearts be prepared for the forces of evil to be driven back. And be excited. Be excited, because I sure am. The Lord certainly knows how to change our minds, change our spirits, change our attitudes. So I've gone from someone who was a wee bit anxious to someone who is super excited and just thrilled in the Lord to be getting ready to take this trip. So I wanted to give up that, share that with you today. I want you to be blessed, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon. God bless.